The sounds of hell were unforgettable. A cacophony of voices crying in infinite misery. Souls burning in sin and guilt. Tyrol was dragging me by my feet. I had to make sure I was on my way to see his boss. The thing about demons that most people don't know is that they all have mighty egos. Attack their pride, and you can usually get what you're after.
Hey, bozo! I'll bet you're dragging me to Alistor. Don't you have to grovel on its feet every hour?
Silence! My master will punish you for every slur you utter.
Ollie's badge appeared in my hand. Eva and Ned must be monitoring my dying body in the motel room. Luckily, the journey didn't take long. As I suspected he would, Tyrol brought me to Alistor the way a cat drags a dead mouse to his master. Alistor's throne was in the center of a blazing, cavernous lair. Surrounding him were his slaves and minions, including Tyrol. A burning sea of souls, all chained to columns, stretched as far as the eye could see. Circling the lair from above was a flying dragon that breathed hellfire on the tortured souls.
What have you there?
A fresh soul in need of torture most severe, master.
Chain him.
He chained me to a column next to another tormented soul. The heat was scorching, about an ounce from unbearable. Pain flowed like a fiery river from the center of my soul.
Howdy, neighbor. Name's Coral Wurtz. What? No name? Not very neighborly, are you, fella?
I'm Cain.
Well, seeing as we may be chained side by side for the next few millennia, just thought I'd say welcome.
I wasn't in the mood to talk, but I needed information. Fast. My time here was short, or else it was going to be real, real long.
What's the deal with the dragon?
Oh, that's Wiro, Alistor's little pet. If you see him coming, you better duck and cover. Not that it'll do you any good.
He breathes fire?
Not just fire, hellfire. That stuff scorches you to the center of your soul, forces you to relive every sin you've committed. Oh, you don't know the meaning of the word pain until you've felt one of Wiro's fiery blasts.
Did you ever hear about a woman being brought here unjustly?
There's only one way to end up here, honey.
Yeah.
Live in sin or cut a deal with Alistor.
She was forced to cut a deal with Alistor. He muscled her. She didn't deserve it.
Deserve it? Oh, give me a break. That's what we all say down here.
Does anyone ever get out of here?
Are you kidding? This is a one-way ticket to the farewell barbecue, Cain.
What if you're innocent? Isn't there any kind of justice?
Justice? In hell? Oh, that's precious.
How'd you end up here?
I poisoned three husbands. Sold my soul to Alistor and was acquitted every time. Lived a hell of a fine life in Palm Beach.
Was it worth it?
Oh, I don't know. Let's see. I had a few good decades full of kicks in Florida. Now, I have grill marks on my head, and I'm in hell for eternity. You figure it out, sweetie. What do you think?
It was just then I caught sight of a slave serving a chalice to Alistor. Her face was concealed in shadow. She spilled a few drops and then nervously dropped the chalice on the ground. She instinctively cowered.
Stupid sound. Pay attention. Serve your master. Now pick up that chalice, polish it, and refill.
He treated her worse than a red-headed stepson. It got my blood boiling. When he issued his order, the slave looked up, still trembling. It was Donna. I found her. I needed to get to her before my body died, and I ended up joining her permanently.
Cora, that slave by Alistor's side. Does she ever come this way?
Hell no. She just sits there with that vacant look on her puss. She gave up long before I got here.
Hey, Cora. That slave Alistor just punished. Do you know her?
I always think I have it bad until I see what Alistair and his minions do to that poor girl. I mean, Alistair doesn't even notice most of us. He's been torturing souls for so long, he could care less. But with her, he's relentless. He enjoys it. She suffers abuse that's unthinkable.
She never looked up. She never blinked. It was too loud for her to hear me, even if I shouted. I had to do something to jolt her from her apathy and give her an ounce of hope. That dragon's eyeing me up. Ollie's badge. I was never a Boy Scout, but I learned a thing or two about survival. A mirror is always an important survival tool because it lets you reflect light. If I can reflect the light from Wiro's flames off the badge at just the right moment, maybe the light will hit Donna's eyes and I'll be able to get her attention. The dragon's not close. Damn, too early. Timing's gotta be perfect. It's gotta be when the dragon's the closest. Too late. Timing's gotta be perfect. It's gotta be when the dragon's the closest. Yes! It worked! The light shined right in her eyes. She looks startled. A few more times and she might look up. Damn, too early. I'm blowing it. Come on, Kane. Too late. I'm blowing it. Come on, Kane. Too late. I'm blowing it. Come on, Kane. The dragon's not close. Damn, too early. I'm blowing it. Come on, Kane. The dragon's not close. Boom. Got her again. I think she's coming out of it. She's looking more alert. Baby, light my fire. It's working. She's looking around. She's looking this way. Gotta hold the badge up high and hope she remembers it. Yeah, I think she sees it. One more time ought to do the trick. Right. She sees it. And she recognizes it.
Just then, Wiro dove down and Alistair leaped on his back. Together they flew from the lair. Donna approached, but there were other demons lingering. My message had to be short and sweet.
What is that in your hand? Who are you?
I'm a friend of Ollie's. I'm here to save you. Do you understand?
Did you say Ollie? Where is he? Is he all right?
He's safe. There's not much time. When I shout now, run to me. Grab onto me. It's our only chance.
He's coming back. I have to go.
What were you two whispering about?
Mind your own business.
Fine. See if I care.
I could feel the last of my life slipping away. It was time. I had to find a way to get close to Alistair. Tyrol's ego was easily bruised. Let's see how his boss likes to be heckled.
It's a wonder you get anything accomplished with the minions you picked.
Impudent.
Oh, come on. You couldn't do better than Tyrol? You know how easily I tricked him? Look, if Hell had a Little League team, he'd be the right fielder.
How dare you?
Maybe you just have a soft spot in your heart for losers, because you're one. Hey, Alistair. If you're a monarch of hell, what are you? A princess?
I will snatch your tongue. I am the Duke of the Seventh Ring.
But you'll never be a king, will you? Kinda sucks to know no matter how hard you climb that ladder, all you'll do is bump smack into the devil.
How dare you?
Well, I've been looking at you and trying to figure it out.
Then you'll bluff out.
If you're a demon, or a crossbreeding experiment gone wrong.
What?
Well, look at you. With the cat eyes, the bat wings, the horn, the hooves, and the tail. You're no demon. You're a genetically mutated jackass from an animal freak show.
Holy sh...
Silence! Bring that piece of meat to me. Sire, this hairless ape still has life in him. What? Still has life? Let me squeeze his soul dry.
Blackline! Put the weapon in his hand! Now!
It worked. The relic of St. Anthony is in my hand. But it's no finger bone. It's a dazzling, pure white sword.
All right, St. Anthony. Let's bring the smackdown!
Alistair grabbed a staff blazing with hellfire and came at me from all sides. It was all I could do to block his blows with the sword. If I didn't strike fast, I was a goner.
Silence, witch. You dare betray your master.
I have to fend off his attacks from all sides.
Silence, witch. You dare betray your master. Silence, witch. You dare betray your master. Silence, witch. You dare betray your master. A lowly human defeat me. Silence, witch. You dare betray your master. Imbecile. You dare to challenge me. Imbecile. You dare to challenge me. A lowly human. Defeat me! Imbecile, you dare to challenge me? Dare to challenge me. A lowly human, defeat me. Silence, witch. You dare betray your master. Challenge me. Silence, witch. You dare betray your master. A lowly human, defeat me. Silence, witch. You dare betray your master. You dare to challenge me? Oh! Imbecile,
challenge me.
St. Anthony sends his regards.
Where did you get that?
Wouldn't you like to know?
Gotta finish this dude off so Donna can grab onto me. That's the only way we'll both make it out of here when Ned and Eva pull me back.
Silence, witch. You dare betray your master. Challenge me. Oh! Imbecile, you dare to challenge me.
Worried, Alistair? You ought to be. The sword makes your hellfire look like a match flame.
I'll drive that sword through your soul.
Damn, if I'm not taking it to him. There's a pit of fire right behind him. If I can just keep inching him back.
Oh! Imbecile, you dare to challenge me? You defeat me.
Oh!
Imbecile, you dare to challenge me? Silence, witch. You dare betray your master. Silence, witch. You dare betray your master. Silence, witch. You dare betray your master. A lowly human. Defeat me. A lowly human. Defeat me. Silence, witch. You dare betray your master. Challenge me. Silence, witch. You dare betray your master. A lowly human. Defeat me. Defeat me! A lowly human, defeat me! A lowly human, defeat me! Thank you. Silence, witch. You dare betray your master. Silence, witch. You dare betray your master. Silence, witch. You dare betray your master. A lowly human, defeat me. A lowly human, defeat me. You dare to challenge me? Silence, witch. You dare betray your master? A lowly human, defeat me! Challenge me.
How's it feel to finally go up against real power? Do you feel the power of good? Of truth?
There is no power greater than evil.
You're wrong! Ugh! You're going down, Alistair! Way down! Oh!
Come on! Imbecile, you dare to challenge me? A lowly human, defeat me! Lowly human, defeat me!
Holding on.
Hold tight, Donna. This is gonna be one hell of a ride.
Clear!